A new study from a scientist with the Wildlife Conservation Society suggests wildlife may be getting less wild. Joel Berger, a researcher based in Victor, Idaho, followed pregnant moose in the greater Yellowstone area in Wyoming. He noticed they increasingly chose birth areas near the roads that wind through the park, and from these observations, he drew a conclusion. Joel Berger, welcome to Day to Day. What does this mean?
Many of the animals, moose in particular, which is the species that we followed, tend to rely on structures that we humans build for safety. And so whether it be roads or perhaps even tourist lodges, moose tend to use these areas preferentially.
You mean they're giving birth near these places because the things that might attack them don't go near them?
That's right. Pregnant moose are the ones that are showing these movements. Moose that are not pregnant are actually not moving toward roads at all.
Well, what kinds of animals are a threat to the moose there?
Grizzly bears are the primary one, and we know from studies that have been done both in Alaska as well as the Yukon that bears have been very effective predators on moose calves, and much of the mortality on those calves has been attributed to bears.
And so the moose learn from this. Bears don't like to go around any places where humans are, so the moose do when they're pregnant?
The interesting thing is in both the two national parks in the system, Yellowstone and Grand Teton, bears are not encouraged to be near roads, and people certainly are not handing out food anymore as they once used to. And so bears have less of an incentive to be in road corridors, and moose have figured out that these road corridors up to 500 yards off the roads tend to be pretty safe places to give birth.
What other examples are there of wildlife getting nearer to humans in order to avoid other wildlife that might be dangerous to them?
People who have worked in Kenya have noticed that vervet monkeys tend to inhabit areas where leopards are less likely to occur because of the aversion leopards have for people. And even in Nepal, several of the deer species have used tourist lodges because tigers don't tend to be active in those areas. And so what we're seeing, I think, is across the globe, we've been having unwitting influences on how species are distributed, even in these protected areas that are supposed to be pristine.
So you're a wildlife biologist. What do you think of all this?
I think it's pretty fascinating. I really do, because it's suggesting that animals are figuring things out, and let any of us suggest that animals are not maybe so bright, and all of a sudden we're seeing some flexibility in terms of their behavior.
It sounds like moose are smarter than I thought they were.
You know, somebody once asked me if moose are smarter than monkeys. I don't know if they're smarter than monkeys, but they seem to be showing an uncanny ability to find ways to avoid, you know, one of their historic predators, grizzly bears.
Joel Berger is a biologist with the Wildlife Conservation Society. His study on moose birthing patterns and what they mean appears in the journal Biology Letters. Joel, thank you.
Thanks a lot.